Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Jim Cantarucci, longtime Brain Trust member, one of our top management experts, the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. And we're talking about making sure that your teams are productive, and that the company is helping them do that, and they recognize that by working for the company, they're getting trained, they're being motivated, they're being rewarded, they're being encouraged and appreciated too, right, Jim?
Yeah, and Jim, what we're talking about here, it's important to point out, are very subtle things in our one-to-one interactions with people. That's what we're talking about. It's little slight adjustments in how we interact that make all the difference in the world for somebody walking away from that interaction saying, you know, they get me here, I can do my best here, and this is where I want to be. And that's what's important here.
You've got a list of six things. We've been talking about a couple of them. The next one is listen. Now, that seems to be like a duh kind of thing, but most of us don't do it so well, do we?
It belongs on every list. We've talked about it on your show before, but really we need to go deep here. What's being said? What is meant by what's being said? What's not being said? What do you want to hear? Right? What should be being said here? And what's surprising to hear as we're in the conversation? And then take action on what you're listening to. What does it prompt you to do? If you're hearing that there's a maintenance problem or a potential maintenance problem, do something about that. So listen with the idea of action, and then every interaction starts to make a difference, doesn't it? And when I know that you're doing that as my boss, then there's more of a motivation to bring things up to you, to bring ideas to you, and that's where the value starts to exponentially increase around the organization.
Well, as the CEO of the company, as the general manager, so to speak, the founder, the person on whose desk the buck stops, when you hear something from an employee, it sounds different to you sometimes than the way they mean it. Because if you hear that a truck broke down, that doesn't mean that we got to fix the truck. That means my delivery is not going to happen today, and my cash is not going to get. I'm not going to collect the money, and it's going to hurt my cash flow, and it might mess up my ability to make payroll this week. So you got to be careful when you're talking to employees, not to let what you're hearing run away with you, right? I mean, sometimes
there's a translation.
They need you to talk to them about the things that they're thinking about, and I know that's happened to me. I mean, I've had employees say things to me and I wound up not dealing with them the way they needed me to deal with them because I was thinking about my world.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it might be that you need to order a part because in 2 weeks the truck's going to break down.
Right.
And you missed it because you weren't listening.
Well,
that's what we're talking about here.
Here's another thing, and if you've got the right people, the person says, "Hey boss, the truck broke down, but I went ahead and ordered the part. And I got a guy coming over in about 30 minutes to fix it. We'll be back on the road in an hour." That's the kind of key people you want. And if you've got that kind of a person, somebody's going to poach them if you don't tell them how much you appreciate that.
Right, and it's a journey, and we need to help them get there and keep them in that mode
right.
when they get there
right.
As far as their development is concerned, for
right.
sure.
What's next?
Well, we need to pay attention from misunderstanding or confusion. So often things just fly by. And, you know, we don't know that people are missing something. You know, are there disconnections with our strategy? And there are always little clues that we could see but we might be missing. Do you know something that they should know? Is there a red flag that's coming up and you want to deal with that right now? So often, you know, we need to repeat messages. People don't click with how we said it the last time. And you're looking for any kind of evidence that you need to clarify something. If there's any misunderstanding or confusion, and you need to provide a different analogy or example to make it make sense or to bring that communication to reality in the moment, you're looking for those opportunities. So you want to pay attention for those because that's what solidifies the message. And that's when people say maybe, you know, the next Wednesday, yeah, I finally get it, right? And it's because you're re-informing people in context. And that's what you're looking for, opportunities to be able to do that in the reality of the moment.
Jim, I've got time for one more quick one.
Okay, teach and assign learning. And that's our job. That's where growth happens. And that best person we're talking about, if they continue to grow and they see a path to grow, then they're going to stay here because they know that there's opportunity ahead. It doesn't matter
and
if they're going to get
and
promoted.
You're gonna, you're
if
gonna,
they're growing,
you're
going to
invest in their professional development, right?
You got it. And it could be on the job. It doesn't have to be sending them away to Harvard.
Exactly.
Right. Create learning opportunities on the spot.
Hey, Jim, good job today. Well done. Come back soon.
I'd love to be back. Thank you, Jim.
I need the website one more time.
JimCantarucci.com.
Just like it sounds, with two C's on the end there. Good job, Jim. Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassie here. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.